What about monotherapy with a CDK inhibitor? What data did we have on all three of them? And do you ever use it? In what situations?
So the data that we have is with abemaciclib, and it's in later lines. So that kind of affects our patients, not as much anymore, because now we start with a CDK4/6 inhibitor. But if we have somebody who's been on endocrine therapy, maybe has been on some chemotherapy, and has gone down all the endocrine therapy lines, then giving abemaciclib first line seems to be a viable option. It is approved by the FDA. I honestly have not used it, and mostly because most of the patients that I had not been on all the endocrine therapy drugs, and so I was able to put them on fulvestrant and a CDK4/6 inhibitor, or an AI and a CDK4/6 inhibitor. But it's definitely a valid option for some patients.
Any reason to think about using it after CDK inhibitor, after everything else?
No data. There's trials ongoing. And so that's the other unanswered question in metastatic disease. Can we sequence CDK4/6 inhibitors, or can we give the same one post-progression like we do with trastuzumab, for example? I've never done this because we don't have any data. So to me, it's an unanswered question.
So the other thing I was mentioning that you kind of hear about, I'm not sure exactly how relevant it is the issue of CNS penetration. Is there a difference in the three? And I don't know how often you run into a situation of a patient who has CNS disease where this might be a factor.
There's, to me, not a lot of data, mostly because in ER-positive disease, we don't think of CNS disease as a primary issue. The more these patients live, the more we are going to see it. And I've seen it in my patients, but usually I've seen it in patients that have been on several lines of therapy. And some of them may actually develop leptomeningeal disease. My thought is that it may be because of the bone disease that is there that eventually will invade the meninges, but who knows? I mean, there's some data with abemaciclib, and you can think of using that agent preferentially there, but I don't know that I'm convinced that it's only abemaciclib doing that. I guess we'll get some more data in the future and we'll be able to see better.